Okay, if I could have your attention in the media center, we're going to roll into our post-race media availability for the Hollywood Casino 400. We're joined today by our winning crew chief, Billy Scott. Billy, I mean, what a fantastic finish for your team in this race. Walk through this finish from your perspective.
Yeah, honestly, we were got that long green run going at the end, and with tires being a concern, not just from the flat tires, but the quantity of sets we had available, it was just had kind of relegated a finish in second. We're just trying to log laps there and take care of it and not cause ourselves any issue and end a solid day, with the points on our mind. But yellow came out, gave us a shot. Didn't really know what to think when we came off pit road seventh, but the choosing worked out very well, and Tyler made the most of it. Three wide multiple times and just stayed wide open and got clear up there. So it was a welcome surprise.
Good deal. We're going to open the floor for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We're going to start here with Justin, then go to Jeff.
Justin Schuler, Kicking the Tires. First off, congratulations. What is with 2311 in Kansas? Because, I mean, the drivers or the owner have now swept all the races with this next-gen car. Hamlin's got all top fives. Seems like unless you guys have some catastrophic issue, you guys are always in the mix. What have you guys figured out that everybody else is kind of battling now for second?
Yeah, no, thank you. First off, we joked last week or so that Tyler was the only driver that sits in our competition debriefs without a win here. So it's only appropriate we got it for him finally. But now we just had a good package. I mean, in all honesty, the Toyotas on mile and a half have been strong for a long time. And, here was, Kurt started that off with driving us in the direction we needed, setup-wise and such. And it's just carried over. And, they've got each other to feed off of. They all, sit there and talk about what makes it work and got good notes and just in the end they're executing, they're comfortable here, and thankfully it's still working.
Jeff, and then to Lee, and then to Cole.
Yeah, can you just explain the thought process on going with four tires versus two in that situation?
Yeah, first off, figured it was probably the right call. You never know. It's always a battle right down to the end of usually it's one guy on four and one on two that come down to it. But honestly, we were thinking big picture. We wanted to go into Bristol with a little bit less concern than maybe most people have that are in the playoffs right now. And we just wanted a solid day, finish it off. Our goal coming in was to run top five all day, and get as many points as possible with that. So we figured that was the right call to win the race. Being in second already, we didn't need to gamble. And secondly, we thought it was the safest to make sure we were controlling our own destiny and weren't put in a bad spot by someone else. And thankfully, it worked out well.
So how rare is it that the safest call and the right call kind of like converge like that?
Yeah, not often. And you got to be in the right spot, right? Because if you're running fourth or fifth or on back, it's probably not one or the other. Just having, being there, being in contention, being in that spot is what led to that.
Lee Spencer, catchfence.com. How much of a buffer does this kind of give you where you can start working on the next round of playoff races?
Yeah, a little bit. It will definitely change our approach in this coming week on how much we do Texas work and Bristol. Next round's interesting with Speedway and a road course. So Texas is going to be a huge focus for us going into round two. But, we still can't lose sight of Bristol. It's an opportunity to win stages, win the race, get some more bonus points. And that's probably the biggest thing this does is give us some more of the playoff points. It's so tight there on what's going to end up being the fifth place and ninth place, the cutoff points through the next rounds that we know every bonus point matters and inevitably comes down to a point or two from somebody making it or not.
And can you talk about how brilliant Reddick is on restarts?
Yeah, that's he's just full commitment. It's funny, even when we were running second, a second and something behind Denny and 6 seconds behind third, and I'm trying to tell him, just take care of it. We want to make sure this right rear lasts and we don't, have any incidents in the wall or whatever. Once the yellow finally came out, he said, yeah, I was still probably trying too hard there. So that's just his personality. That's the way he is. And if he has a hole somewhere, especially on a restart, he's going to take it. And that's what we needed. So thankful to have him.
Congratulations, Billy. What can you just say? Oh, you're welcome. What can you say on Tyler's progression from race one to now, the second race of the playoffs, just this entire season?
I think it's just being smart, just taking care of it and executing fully. That's kind of been, and not just on his side, really, with our whole team, that's been our Achilles heel. It's not been speed. It's not been qualifying, none of that. It's been on just having a full day of clean execution. And I think he has done a much better job, and he is aware of what the big picture stuff is. And it's certainly going to get harder as we go through the rounds. It's going to become more important to push every lap and to get the wins. But this was a nice start.
Next to Jeff.
You know, obviously, the regular season that you guys had where there was so many opportunities where you could have won and there was mistakes by, you know, a variety of reasons, right?
Yep.
How have you guys been able to clean it up for these first 2 weeks and have the speed without really overstepping anything and just everybody, you know, sort of being together there?
I think the biggest thing is just talking about it. You know, we really are one team, and that's both with our, you know, the 23 and the 45 group. We all work together, but the pit crew, road crew, driver, everybody, we're all in this together. We know we have each other's backs. We talk about it. You know, interestingly enough, this week the pit crew pulled some money together and said, gave us a envelope full of cash and said, here, take your whole road crew out for dinner while y'all are in Kansas because of all the support and the appreciation and the hard work going down there to pit practice and helping them overcome their struggles and vice versa. So it really is all of us just talking about when something goes wrong of what was the thought process that went into that, how can we clean it up. And across the board now, that's our mentality going into it, is just clean execution, look out for each other, help each other see the hurdles coming and get over them. And right now we've got our momentum going in the right way, finally.
Justin.
Real quick, just the tire issues earlier in the race, did that concern you at all? And then have you learned anything from it yet, or is that going to be a Monday debrief?
No, absolutely concerned by it, yes. You know, we had between two JGR cars between yesterday with 54 and the 19 early on, and then with our teammate, you know, we had a really good feel of where everybody was from loading and cambers and pressures and all that stuff. And I'll be honest, we were still even at the very last run. That's why I was kind of pushing him to be conservative and be cautious of it, because there was no glaringly obvious answer as to why that was happening. So we know we've had it before. I think Goodyear has done a great job of changing the construction over the last year, and it has been way more durable from that standpoint, just as far as the level of aggression we've gotten on. But, you know, this didn't see this coming and never felt comfortable.
Does that change your approach to the other intermediates that are coming up in the playoffs?
Yeah, maybe so. There's, you know, this tire's common to most of them coming up. So it's going to keep an eye on it. We will, like you said, still this week go back and look at as much information as we can to see if we can learn something else that led to it and try to understand it. But, yeah, that's how we operate, though. You know, we know there's places we can be from all those sides of it, all those aspects that are completely safe, but there's speed there, so we're all going to push it.
Cool.
I love what you were telling Jeff about the team really sticking together and being very close-knit. You got one car in the next round now. Obviously, Bubba didn't have the best day. Do you guys communicate with them and that team? And I guess, if so, how do you wrangle them in and just kind of like boost the morale and help them out from here?
Yes. First off, we do communicate a lot. I really know they preach it a lot around here of, you know, when 2311 comes up of it being one team. And I don't think anybody that's on the outside can actually conceive what it's like. We literally treat it like it is one car all week long, all of the development from those guys being in the simulator to our engineers working to the guys on the shop floor. It's treated as the same car all week until we get to the racetrack, and we still are in close communication. So I think, we're gonna definitely show them support. We're going to be standing behind them. We're going to be pumping them up and reminding them they can do this. Absolutely, he can go there and win or get enough points to transfer, because you never know what happens there. So it's that's going to be our focus of our whole entire company next week, is getting Bubba where he needs to be. And we're going to prepare like normal.
Well, Bentley, congratulations again on the win. Good luck next week in Bristol and throughout the rest of the playoffs.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yep.